news station.
USA Radio News. I'm Kelly Sloan. Funds run out Friday for the Department of Homeland Security, and now House Republicans are feeling the pressure to pass the bill, but Speaker John Boehner says the Senate needs to act.
Until the Senate does something, we're in a wait-and-see mode.
Senate Republicans have proposed funding of the department without the disputed provisions overturning President Obama's executive order on immigration, and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says a vote could happen soon.
With Democratic cooperation, on a position they have been advocating for the last 2 months, we could have that vote very quickly.
Federal officials say three men have been taken into custody on charges they plotted to travel overseas to join the terror group ISIS. Two of the men came to the attention of law enforcement last summer after they expressed online support for the groups. They are charged with attempt and conspiracy to provide material support. This is USA Radio News.
Safety for your home and family. Now that's important to you. And Gator Security, with its 5-year warranty, can help. With security, video surveillance, and access control, Gator Security is available at www.gatorsecurity.com or 800-676-1580. Gator Security, with its 5-year warranty, is a proud corporate sponsor of WCNO. Gatorsecurity.com.
Godfrey Electric is a fourth-generation, full-service electrical contractor serving St. Lucie, Martin, Palm Beach, and Broward counties. Godfrey Electric specializes in industrial, commercial, and residential electrical service work. Godfrey Electric, an underwriter of the WCNO Ministry, is available on the web at www.godfreyelectric.com or at 561-833-3753.
The jurors in the American Sniper trial are talking, AP correspondent Rita Foley reports.
The jurors who sent former Marine Eddie Ray Routh to prison for life say they looked at his past behavior in deciding whether he could tell right from wrong when he shot and killed American Sniper author Chris Kyle and his friend at a Texas gun range. One said Routh had a history of getting drunk and then telling responding police officers he was suffering from PTSD. He often pulled that card, as she put it. In the words of another juror, Routh knew the consequences of pulling the trigger. They rejected his insanity defense, and the judge sent him to prison. I'm Rita Foley.
The White House says President Obama will veto the Republican bill to overhaul the No Child Left Behind law. The GOP says it will restore local control to schools and stop education mandates. State police in Maine say six people are injured after a 40-car vehicle pileup on Interstate 95. Heavy snow caused the crash. This is USA Radio News.
West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter, has the best in equestrian and western wear from head to toe for both horse and rider. They are your Wrangler, Pro Rodeo, and Horseman headquarters with an expanded woman's department. Also an expanded boot department with Georgia, Justin, and Wolverine boots. West of Old England is located in the Bruner Plaza, 650 Southeast Monterey Road, halfway between US 1 and Canner Highway. West of Old England.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says world powers have given up on stopping Iran from developing nuclear weapons in ongoing negotiations. Netanyahu made the comments in a meeting of his Likud party. They come as Netanyahu plans to address the U.S. Congress on the nuclear negotiations next week. But Secretary of State John Kerry says Netanyahu might be wrong in his opposition to negotiating a deal. He told the House Foreign Affairs Committee critics should not denounce a deal before talks have concluded.
We're not going to debate it on a piecemeal basis. And we certainly don't think it's appropriate to condemn it before everybody knows what it in fact is, if there is an is.
But California Congressman Ed Royce is skeptical.
This should be treated as a fundamental test of the Ayatollah's intention to uphold any agreement. Iran is failing that test.
Meanwhile, today, Iran's Revolutionary Guard concluded military drills and claimed they were sending a message of their might to the U.S. The drills involved a replica of a U.S. carrier. Federal investigators say a pickup that caused a commuter train crash in Southern California yesterday was not stuck on the tracks. Authorities want to know why the driver drove the vehicle onto the tracks and then abandoned it. The driver was found 45 minutes later. He has now now been charged. The World Health Organization is telling Europe to step up measles vaccinations. Even though cases fell by half from 2013 to 2014, they say the goal is to eliminate measles this year in those places. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Radio.
Good news and shoes. It's Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The good news and shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
The following is a paid program. The content is provided by HF Martech. WCNO, its staff, management, and ownership are not responsible for the content. Investment involves risk. Prior to making any investment, an investor should meet suitability requirements. Past results are not necessarily indicative of future performance. Neither the opinions expressed nor the information provided constitutes a recommendation to purchase or provide investment advice. The material presented is not a substitute for obtaining professional advice from a qualified person or firm. Securities offered through Centaurus Financial, member FINRA and SIPC. And now the host of the Team Martech program, Joe Martech.
Oh, we can't talk about the IRS anymore.
I usually don't.
You know, this is not one of people's favorite subjects.
But it is tax time.
Well, it is tax time. You know, and things happen. And, you know, I mean, I've gone through, and Dan, you know, you and I both, over the years, as a financial advisor, I've had some really stupid things happen with the Internal Revenue. And one of probably the worst ones... I had this retired lady, pushing 80, who had a CD with a broker, a brokerage firm, which you can do, and she cashed in the CD, and a couple, 3 years later, the Internal Revenue sent her a letter and said, okay, you owe us tax on $52,000 plus penalties and all the rest of it. And she said, Joe, that's not true. And I said, I know. I said, I'll take care of it for you. Don't worry.
Big mistake. Famous last words.
I spent a year and a half going through one person after another. And, you know, and then the best example I had was when I said to the IRS lady, I said, okay, have you ever had a CD in a bank yourself? And she said, yes. And I said, well, let's assume you had a $50,000 CD and you made 4% interest in a whole year. That would be $2,000, right? And I says, now, would you pay tax on the 50 or just the 2,000? And she goes, just the 2,000. And I said, well, that's what that lady had. Nope.
Yeah, that's not what we show.
Because it came from a brokerage firm is what confused them.
Right. So then I go back to the brokerage firm, and of course the brokerage firm sold, naturally. And the record keeping was not the best, but they finally got it down with the brokerage firm agreed that the $50,000 had been taxed.
Yes.
After a year and a half. Now I'm putting in, I don't know how many hours, but lots. And I'm not charging a nickel.
3 hours.
But I'm not charging anything because I shouldn't. They got down to $1,500 worth of penalty.
There should be no penalty.
Should be, well, you know what I said, Dan, to her?
Pay it and be done with it.
Pay it and be done with it because I I don't think I can score anymore. We can hire an attorney. An attorney's going to want $2,000 or $3,000 or $4,000 up front.
I have learned in my many years of business sometimes to take the path of least resistance. Even though it goes against the grain.
Oh, it goes against the grain.
But sometimes when you get up on your high horse, it ends up costing you more money.
Well, you can win the battle and lose the war.
Absolutely.
Well, it's exactly what happened. So that's how we ended up. So anyway, I'm having a problem with the Infernal. And it's
other than that, what are we doing here today?
This is Team Martech and the Team Martech Hour, just so you know. Dan, we sometimes get sidetracked.
We forget. Everybody knows.
What's your name again? We are a group of six different local professionals that all live in Martin and St. Lucie County. In fact, I think, don't we all live in Martin County? No, Greg lives in St. Lucie County.
Yeah, but you know, Joe, just like a lot of people, you know, we operate from the Keys up to the Carolinas.
Yep,
so,
yep.
And I know that this radio station broadcasts a whole lot further than Martin County.
So, yeah, that's for sure.
You know, we can serve as people throughout the state.
Well, that's where we live, but we live in Martin and St. Lucie County, now that I'm thinking about everybody in the group. And the concept of the group was very simple. 10 or 12 years ago, as Dan said, we're in our second decade.
That sounds so much more prestigious.
It does. And we've been on radio shows now for all that time. And our game plan was to, my game plan when we started was to put together a group of local professionals that were not new in business, that all had experience, that all had more than experience. They had expertise. They knew what they were doing. And most importantly, they had integrity. So the original three members were Dan Warren, independent insurance agent. And why is that important? Well, an independent insurance agent works for the insured, not just one insurance company. And why is that important? Well, if you've lived in Florida for any length of time, you have seen some disasters happen, especially with homeowners insurance, when companies say, oh, we got enough business, we don't want you anymore, and they kick you out.
Or worse, we're getting rid of you.
You know, leave, or double your or triple your premium. I mean,
yeah, that's what most likely happens.
They price you out.
Price you out.
Hope then, you're stupid enough to stay.
Yeah, yeah, and that's exactly true. And then the other one was an attorney. We needed to have an attorney. Now, let me tell you, the word attorney usually makes people shiver. It's a bit like the Internal Revenue Service, you know.
Listen, my son's an attorney, so I can do all the attorney jokes.
And he makes you shiver anyway.
Well, right? Only when
you get nervous when you get a birthday card from
him. That's right.
Well, one of the first things when I meet a new prospect or a suspect is I say, okay, are you ready to die? Now, if I had Greg Fasula, attorney, sitting here, he'd roll his eyes right now and he'd say, Joe, you're supposed to say, have you done your estate planning? Now, normally, what Dan and I were talking about, when somebody says estate, you know, we don't think about a 1949 Ford.
I'd like to have one of those.
Yeah, right. That was my first car. Anyway, we think about something rather grandiose, even though according to the word estate planning, it means whatever you own or whatever your net worth is, that's your estate.
Well, when I think of estate planning, I usually think of how can I not pay Uncle Sam on what I already paid him on?
Yes. So when I say, are you ready to die, then there's two answers. Pastor Tom would say, well, we got here. One, are you ready to meet God? I ask this quite often. If they say, I'm not sure, or I think, I say, well, we got to tackle this one differently. That's not the right answer. And then,
but that is the best type of estate planning.
Yes. And then, yes, it is. Then the second one is, okay, do you have a will or a trust? So we needed to have an attorney that was user-friendly, meaning he wasn't pretentious, not arrogant.
Expensive.
Not expensive. A good listener. And what'd we do? We look for 25? No.
We looked for a long time.
And I have known Greg Fasula, I'm guessing, for 25 years, give or take. And how I found him or how we found each other, I don't know. But I finally ended up going back to him constantly rather than going to other attorneys saying, I don't care what it is, I'm going to Greg because he's just a flat good guy. He's probably the only attorney I know I'd like to have as a next-door neighbor.
But, Joe, here's the thing now. Even if you have great bedside manner,
right?
If you're not competent, I'm going to be very hesitant to recommend you to my clients.
Amen. However, one nice thing about Greg and Mike Polis, mortgage broker, only 25 years in business, give or take. Is that close?
Yeah, 25.
Would say, very often we get involved with an attorney, and he ends up charging X to the client, and we have to kind of teach him what he's supposed to be helping the client do.
Yeah, and the clock is ticking every
and
time
he's
learning.
We get a little frustrated with some attorneys.
You're paying to educate him.
What's good about Greg is, though, if he doesn't know, if that's not his area of expertise, he just tells you right up front. He'll refer you to someone he knows, someone who's competent, someone who's not going to charge you to learn the
That's the
topic.
Critical part. So here we started off with those three. Dan Warren, independent insurance agent, big word, independent. Joe Martek, an independent financial advisor. That means I don't have to wear three-piece suits anymore. I can have hair on my face. You know, I can sneak into the radio station wearing shorts because
nobody can see.
And Pastor Tom looks over there and just rolls his eyes.
Because he can see.
He looks like that 14-year-old teenager. Well, a lot older, though. In fact, really older, now that I think about it. Anyway, and he just got back from snow, sleet.
Rain and hell, dust storms.
You got it all. He did a pilgrimage, and he was the only pilgrim that survived on the trip, just about.
No, most of us came back.
Most of us came
back. Where did you go, Pastor Tom?
We went to Israel and Jordan. We spent time, you know.
Had to pass through Palestine, Palestinian.
Yeah, the Palestinian Authority is now being developed. They're getting apparently ready to make it a state, give it statehood.
So anyway, he had a, but he did experience some extreme weather.
Yes, we had a dust storm the day we arrived. We drove from Jerusalem to Caesarea, and we had rain and hail and wind, and then we had snow. And,
did you have locusts? And
no, I told somebody, I'm glad I wasn't on a cruise or we'd been shipwrecked and snake bit. But
I'll tell you what, yeah, if you started saying, folks, this might be Revelations, I'm
but
not
we
sure.
Had a great, but with all of that, we had a great time. We got to see a lot, all the biblical sites.
Right.
Just a wonderful time.
So as my wife and I would say, it was an adventure.
An adventure? Expedition something
was yeah. And you can look back on it and smile. It was a good time.
Yes.
1-888-221-8990.
It's only been 15 minutes. I've been waiting for you to give out the number.
Dan, you're supposed to prompt me. That you.
Yeah, but I had a senior moment here and
hey,
forgot.
Hey, Joe, why don't you give the phone number?
1-888-221-8990. This is a call-in show, and we're here to help you. Simple. Let's talk about Mike Paulus, mortgage broker, who's sitting here right now. Folks, I'll tell you this. That you'll read lots of stuff that it's hard to get a mortgage, and Mike, I don't know, how do I phrase that? It's probably better than it has been for at least 5 years.
Yes, but you still have to have a lot of patience and understanding.
Well, one you have to show, prove that you can pay for it.
You have to prove everything now.
Okay.
But that's not necessarily
well,
a bad thing.
The way we look at it now is you are guilty until you prove yourself innocent.
Is it because you think that the loans, let's say back a few years ago, the underwriting was just too lax?
It was the case, Dan. I mean, nowadays it's more like the underwriters look for fraud, and everything that they see, they accuse you of fraud, and then you have to prove them differently. And that's really how it is.
So we're moving more toward middle ground slowly.
Yeah, the pendulum is slowly starting to swing a little bit back towards the middle.
Well, let's suppose I wanted a mortgage. Mm-hmm. What kind of information would you need from me?
Well, just like before, we normally look for 2 years worth of tax returns. We look for 2 months worth of bank statements. But what most people don't understand is when we look at the bank statements, we look at unexplained deposits. And a lot of people, ask us why we have to document all these odd little deposits that. You know, if it comes from your payroll, like a direct deposit, that's
really?
On the
that's nice. Pretty that's easy.
Yeah, it's easy. It's self-explanatory. But if you have a $5,000 cash deposit, we need to know where that came from.
Your mother give that to you? Well, how about people that work in a service industry, like waiters and bartenders and stuff, that get cash every day part of their income?
Well, we have to document that you have a history of depositing cash, and then that. And if it goes along with your occupation, then it makes sense. And then that's okay.
In fact, when you say that, I do happen to know a bartender, and what she would do when she got $2,000 in cash, she would go to the bank with it.
Mm-hmm.
But that was her magic number. So she wouldn't have a weekly or daily deposit.
See, that would be a problem for us, because then we would have to document, where all that money came from. If it was a normal, if you earn $200 in a weekend and then you deposit it every weekend, we can show a history of that. That's fine. But when you save it up, we really don't know where that comes
from.
So
if you're given counsel, like we all give to our clients, suppose I'm a bartender,
mm-hmm.
and I'm thinking about buying a house, wouldn't it be great to talk to somebody like you first, who could give me counsel? Say, Dan, putting that big 2,000 chunk in is not the best thing for you to do. Do it every other day. Now I can explain it away, and you have that upfront counsel, which makes the loan so much easier to get.
Exactly. But again, if you have a history of it, and that's what you normally do, continue doing that. Then we can just write an explanation letter and say this is where this money comes from.
That way we know you're not making your money on the street corner.
Yeah. Well,
Well, here's the problem.
This particular one had 7 years on the job, and she'd been doing that. Like you said, there was a pattern. It wasn't something that was irregular.
Right. So, now, if you can go back in time and document that, that's fine. But nowadays, everybody banks, paperless, and they don't have their bank statement. So it becomes a little bit more challenging, and it's very frustrating for the borrower.
And, I went to the bank, not to get off on the banks too much, but I went to the bank about a week ago.
I'm impressed.
I was going to make a
all by yourself?
Yes. I was making a $500 cash deposit.
Okay.
They wanted ID.
No kidding.
To deposit
to
cash.
To deposit cash into my own account.
Yeah, and one of the things that, you know, most people don't understand is now part of the Dodd-Frank and part of all the new legislation that's around is mortgage originators have to look for money laundering. And we have to file reports to the government.
I mean, the money wasn't too wet and the ink was pretty dry.
Dan, money laundering is the biggest single thing going in the financial services industry. Every test, everything is constant. Every memo I get through, money laundering, money laundering, laundering. And you've got to go back and double check clients if anything is out of the ordinary. They're constantly looking for money laundering.
Yeah, and we're the police now.
And that's exactly
what happened. Well, you know what was funny? I was feeling kind of good that day. So the little lady at the drive through, she goes, well, I know if it's over $10,000, the feds say I got to have proof.
Right.
But it's our bank policy for any amount.
Well, that's
Well, now, if you're a money launderer and you work at a bank, wouldn't it be great to take your dirty money in every day, put it in your pocket, and then when I give you money, you just launder it? I said, can I have some of your ID, please, so I know who you are? And she laughed. She said, no.
I'm sure that went over big. 1-888-221-8990. But I think where Dan was trying to lead Mike, who got astray there, is if you're thinking about buying something, one of the first things you should do is call somebody like Mike, a mortgage broker, and I'm saying not necessarily a banker because bankers they have different rules. As an example, if I want to get a mortgage, I call Mike and I say, hey, Mike, run a credit report on me right now and tell me what I can qualify for.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll come back within 5 or 10 minutes and said, okay, Joe, you can get a single wide trailer for $5,000. You better pay cash.
Or even better than that, Joe, he could tell you what's on your report.
Yes.
And say, hey, Joe, these things need to be cleared up before you apply for that loan.
There you go.
Yeah, and the problem with going to some of the larger institutions, some of the banking institutions is, you know, they can't really tell you that up front.
Right.
And the reason for that is they're a big institution, and, you know, if they get accused of discrimination up front,
right,
then it's a big problem for the you know, the bank. You know, we're not really governed by the same entities as the big banks. So, you know, we can be a little bit more lenient. We could tell you what's, you know, on your credit report. We can tell you how to clean that up. And
wouldn't that be frustrating if you went to a bank, good intentions, the banker's friendly, he looks at your stuff, he can pretty much well surmise it pretty quick, but as you're saying, he can't necessarily tell you. Now you've got time and money maybe involved to be told later on in a couple of weeks. Well, you could tell him quickly that either A, we can't do it, or B, here's the things you got to do. It'd be so much nicer to know quickly.
Yeah, because when you're purchasing a home, you have your earnest money deposit that you usually submit with the contract. Then you do a inspection, which can cost you $400 or $500. And then the bank is going to require an appraisal on the property, which can cost you another $400 or $500. Just to find out that later down the road that there's a problem and they can't do the loan.
Now you're at $1,000.
Exactly.
One of the things you were talking about there about the credit reports, you're talking from a mortgage perspective, and Dan, you're in insurance. That credit rating can affect not only the type of loan you can get, but the interest you pay.
Sure.
And it can also, in the insurance business, the better your credit rating is, the lower your premiums might be.
Well, let me correct that just a little.
Is that?
Here's how it works.
Okay.
The state will say good, bad credit does not affect your price. Bad credit does not affect your price.
State says.
Okay.
That's what the state says.
And that's true.
Well,
it does
we don't.
Not. But here's how it really works.
We know
works.
About what Here, the state
here's
says.
How it really
the insurance
works.
Companies say we're going to give you a discount for having good credit.
See that?
So everybody starts out at the same dollar, let's
right.
say. Now, if you have bad credit, it's still a dollar. But if you have good credit, it might be 80 cents. Right. So it does help, but bad credit is not supposed to affect
your
premium.
Well, I got a thing the other day about my car insurance, and it said there was a little form included and said, you know, if you allow us, we'll run your credit, and it may qualify you for a discount.
That's exactly what I'm telling.
That's exactly what he's saying.
Yeah.
So did the letter start off deadbeat pastor time?
No.
Well, you know, sometimes they give you a clue. But, you know, the whole thing that we try to do, because a lot of things we take for granted. It was, and I was talking about independent insurance agent as opposed to a captive agent. Well, I was a captive agent many, many years ago for a great company called Farmers. Dan was Nationwide. And these are all good companies. But over a period of time, with the changes in the insurance industry, all of a sudden, in order to do the right job for the customer, the client, there's no such thing as any one company that seems to be able to stay on top of the list.
You know, Joe, if I had my choice,
yeah,
I'd still be a captive nationwide agent if they sold the same products today that they did 35 years
ago. There you go. Mm-hmm. There you go.
The problem is, after Andrew, the whole state changed.
Yep.
They don't want property. They don't want workers' comp. They don't want this. It would be like owning a McDonald's franchise and being told, you can sell everything but Cokes, Big Macs, and fries.
Right.
Well, what was great with Nationwide is if you had your homeowner's insurance with them, or if you had your car insurance, if you had multiple policies with them, they offered you discounts.
Yeah. Yeah.
I only know of one company at this point in time, and we happen to be one of two agencies on the Treasure Coast who offer this product. If your house is under 11 years old, I can bundle it with Progressive, because Progressive just bought ASI, which is an A-plus AM Best homeowners carrier. They bought a big interest in that. So even though it is a ASI homeowner policy, it'll say Progressive on the policy. And it's the only company that I know of at this time that offers a bundle. Now, many companies are what we call industry leaders, and they start doing things and other companies sort
follow suit.
So unless we have some major hurricane activity, we may see the market getting a little bit better. Mm-hmm. I don't have a crystal ball. You know, every year we hope we don't have major activity, and for the last couple of years we haven't, but we've had other things that have caused the industry to bleed financially on some other areas.
So as we started putting this group together, was Dan Warren, independent insurance agent, Joe Martek, financial advisor, and Greg Fasula, attorney. Then over the period of the last 8 or 10 years, we added Ms. Victoria Lloyd, Remax of Stewart. Why? Well, let me tell you, all of a sudden, real estate became a big subject, with the prices all of a sudden soaring a few years ago, and then all of a sudden collapsing. Then there was new words like short sales.
Mm-hmm. Foreclosures.
Foreclosures, deed backs. I mean, things that just weren't a normal conversation, and it became another counsel. And then add that in, where's Mike Polis, because now all of a sudden the government says, okay, we have a HARP 1 program, we have a HARP 2 program.
Now what is that? Mm-hmm. You're throwing out words that some people may or may not know.
Well, originally the government came out with the HARP 1 program, which was meant to, you know, help people who were upside down in their houses. Then they expanded the program. So basically, if you have a Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac loan, it's a conventional loan. Even though your loan may be serviced by Wells Fargo or Chase, it probably is ultimately owned by Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac. If that's the case and you're upside down in your house and you want to refinance into today's lower interest rates, as long as you qualify, as long as you have the income, the credit, then they'll let you do that without the need of an appraisal. So you can be upside down and still take advantage of the low interest rates today.
Well, that's one of the few programs, Joe, that I like, because, like he was saying, you got to be current.
Right.
So that means you haven't avoided your obligation.
Right.
If you're making your payments today and they can lower your interest rates, you have probably a much greater chance of keeping making those payments.
I think it's one of the greatest things in the world they've come up with, allowing people to refinance at a lower interest rate that wanted to keep their house, that have credibility, they didn't lose their jobs and stuff, you know, they just wanted to, they were sitting there at 7 or 8% and now they can get 3.5 or 4.
Well, you could say that they kind of jumped on the bandwagon, because FHA and VA had a similar program for a long, long time. You know, FHA is, they have a program, they've always had a program where you didn't need an appraisal to refinance.
Yep.
You know, as long as you could pay the closing costs out of pocket.
Right.
VA had a very similar program, too. It's interest rate reduction loan. Again, paying the closing costs out of pocket. But the nice thing about HARP is they expanded that a little bit, and now they let you finance those closing costs in. So you can come in with no money out of pocket.
Right.
That's a wonderful.
Get a lower interest rate, save $200-$300 a month, you know. And here's the whole concept of what we tried. Yes, sir. 1-888. You know, we used to have a good producer up here. He would once in a while say, hey, and by the way.
Well, by the way.
We are a call-in show.
This is a call-in show. And if you have questions on mortgages, insurance, financial planning, the phone lines are open here at the station at
1-888-221-7234.
$89.90.
Is this the Mutt and Jeff show? I mean, was that pretty good?
But you got to give the phone number.
You know what? I'm impressed. With all that time you were gone playing overseas.
Yes.
In all those storms and stuff, you didn't forget your phone number. Of course, you got the sign up here, which helps.
Well, I had to look.
Years ago,
I remembered all my phone numbers with my new quote-unquote smartphone.
You don't have to remember anything.
I don't remember anything, yes.
1-888-221-8990. Now, if by chance you don't want to talk to us on the radio, which we'd like you to do, but if you don't want to, you can call the radio station anytime. Pastor Tom or Connie will take your name and number and have us call you back. And we're here to help under any circumstance, and we've been very, very fortunate so far to have some unusual circumstances we've been able to help, some things that we take for granted that are not too hard for us to do that most people, if you haven't learned it, sometimes it can be difficult.
Well, let me give you a good example, Joe. Had a nice lady come in today. She went to go to the DMV to get a correction done on her address. Not a big to-do, you'd think.
Right.
While she's there, they tell her, oh, we're going to cancel your driver's license because your insurance card has a VIN number wrong.
Really?
Oh, yes. Now, this caused great amount of anxiety for this lady.
Of course.
She came to the office. Her heart was palpitating. She was sweating. She was afraid she was going to be arrested. And I said, let's review this. All it was a matter of going on the computer, making that digit correction, giving her a temporary ID card, telling her she's going to go back. It's all taken care of, and she'll get a big new package with a corrected permanent ID card in a week.
Yep.
She was happy, but when she walked in, it was the end of the world for her. We take it all for granted sometimes.
Well, you know, and that's what happens. Most of the things, hey, ignorance is a word that doesn't mean you're not too bright or anything. It means we haven't learned it yet. That's all.
Well, my dad used to say, wisdom is just an accumulation of mistakes.
and you know, and what happens is, it's hard to get experience without age. You ever notice
you
how
must
that
be works? Awful smart, yes. Joe.
You know it. I mean, I can accumulate all the wisdom.
We know.
One of the smartest people I know.
Oh boy. And this is not a pretty picture because I don't know. They must not know too many people. 1-888-221-8990. 1-888-221-8990. And last member of the group, Mr. Vince Rosino, CPA, who is busy, 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 busy.
This is his time.
This is his time of year.
We probably won't see much of him.
Not until after April 15th much. And he's not complaining. You know, this is where what he has to do.
But, you know, if you have questions, it would be great to call the station on the number you gave out.
Right.
Those questions could be given to Vince, and he could get the
answer. And he'll call you back. I mean, it's just real simple. 1-888-221-8990. Because, hey, let's face it. Taxes, every year people have to go through it. The forms change. We're talking about Obamacare and the line on
what's the problem with the tax returns and Obamacare and the misinformation and all that?
Well, it's
one of many.
It's just one of many. But right now, people, you've got a thing on the tax return that automatically assumes if you don't mark it that you have health insurance, and if you don't, you pay a penalty. How much penalty do you pay? And then they go, is it a 12 months you had it or only 8 months you had it?
My insurance company sent me a form to be attached to my return.
Well, there you go.
Yes, they're supposed to give you a form to submit with your tax return.
Isn't that exciting?
Well, you know, the part, I honestly, Joe, I don't mind paying my share because I want the government to have the funding to do the things that I think are important. The part that annoys me is like I see signs on the road that you can get like $4,500 minimum tax back on every child, and these are people who paid nothing into the system at all. You and I, the reason you and I have to pay so much is because these people have paid nothing, yet they get money back.
I think, you know, I've been trying to work that system forever. It doesn't work.
Yeah,
I see a lot of tax returns in my business, and you know, it's very surprising with people who don't pay any tax
still get
refunds back. Yep. Yeah.
1-888-221-8990. 1-888-221-8990. Anybody that has a question, that's a good thing. We'd be able to help you any way we can. Right, Pastor Tom?
I believe that's right.
Wait a minute. You were falling asleep on me again.
No, I wasn't. No. I was about to answer a phone over here, but Connie grabbed it.
You've been missing. You know, Connie was doing a great job.
Well, maybe I should take another vacation.
I think you need to get into another sandstorm.
No, I don't need any more of those.
I think you came back a lot whiter than you left. That sand must have bleached you a bit. You know, did it kind of just, you know, well, you know what they call it, dermabrasion?
I was going to say, the plastic surgeon guys, they'll charge you for that.
We sandblasted Pastor Tom, I think, when he was over in Israel there. Is that what happened, kind of?
I think it's lack of sleep.
That too.
The jet lag.
What's the time difference?
7 hours.
7 hours. Okay, that's good. You're only gone a week.
So I'm only waking up at 4 o'clock in the morning now. You know.
Well, that's only right. And the thing is buzzing, so that means we have a call.
Yeah, you do.
Caller, it's Joe Martek. You're on the radio.
Yes, hi. I have a question. I'm trying to purchase a home. By the way, my name is Gary, and I'm trying to purchase a home with my wife. And I worked my AGI $75,000 for the year, and now the broker, because I have a personal business I do for myself, which I have a Schedule C to add into that. But my broker told me, in order for me to pre-approve for the loan that I'm asking for, he told me not to e-file my tax, just print the copy, the transcript, and bring it to us, have him put a seal on it, and bring it to him so that he can get me pre-approved by next week. Mm-hmm. But I found that very weird, because, and now I can't claim losses, because he told me that whatever I have here, the $75,000, he wants to use it for the year. What is that all about? Because I'm getting confused, because now I need to claim credit. I couldn't, because he wants me to bring the transcript to IRS directly, because when you go to IRS, they don't ask you for proof. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, what we do is the only way we can use a tax return to prove your income, especially when we have to be able to verify it with the IRS through a tax transcript. We file what's called a Form 4506-T, and the IRS gives us a copy of that transcript back, so we can cross-reference it to what you've given us, just to make sure that you're giving us a true tax return. Problem with that is the IRS can wait 6 to 8 weeks to get it into their system. So that's why he's telling you to go file it there, get it stamped and sent back. Most lenders won't allow that. They won't accept that. So I'm kind of surprised they will. But like I said, every lender's a little bit different, so that might be the case for you. But I suggest you go ahead and file that as quickly as possible so the IRS can get that into their system, so the lender can verify that with the tax transcript.
Oh, okay. But you think it's best to take it to IRS or just e-file it?
Well, e-filing gets it into the system a little bit faster, but the problem is it still doesn't get it into their system for like another 6 weeks. So if they're going to, and that's why he's asking you to go ahead and go down and get it stamped that it was recorded. Because if you don't, then it could take quite a while for the lender to be able to verify that with the IRS.
So what are they asking, Mike, that they want this year's tax return? Is that what they're saying?
Yes, probably because they want to average that tax return out. You know, can I ask you what kind of loan you're applying for? Is it FHA or conventional? Conventional?
Well, FHA, you said, didn't you?
Did you say FHA? Yeah, FHA requires 2 years worth of tax returns. So probably what he's trying to do is use the 2014 tax return to bolster your income to help you qualify.
Okay. Thank you, John. This was a very nice program. This was the first time I turned into the radio, and I really enjoyed it. Thank you.
Hey, thank you for listening and listen more, and we really appreciate it. Thanks very much.
You know, what's odd is
1-888-8990. You're listening and listen more, and we really appreciate it. Thanks very much. On the radio, 1-888.
My question is, my name is Shirley.
Hey, Shirley.
How are you today?
Hey.
I have an annuity with an institution.
Okay.
And they did not send me my the RMD.
Required minimum distribution. It's an IRA account, right?
Right. It's for 2013. Okay. An annuity.
All right. How old are you, Shirley?
I'm 72 now.
I'm so happy for you. Isn't that exciting?
Listen, but the problem is, when I found out that I was supposed to include it in my 2013 taxes, it was after I did my taxes for 2013.
Right.
So what I did, I called my tax preparer, and he did an amendment.
Good.
So I paid my taxes already.
Good.
Okay. Now, 2014, the financial institution sent me a 1099, but I already paid taxes on that. So when I go, when I give my tax preparer this year, should I also give them that? I already paid taxes on
that. You pretty much have to, but literally, if you did an amended the year before,
right,
it showed that you got paid, then you got paid again in 2014. This is the one you're going to file between now and April 15th.
For last year.
So it's for last year. So you already did 13, was amended.
Right.
Now you're going to do 14 with this new RMD and new 1099. You're not going to use the two of them. You're just going to use the new one.
Gotcha. That was my question because I already paid taxes on.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So okay, you're all set. All you do is take, you're good to go. Just take that one and have them file it with it and you're in good shape.
Take the 2014.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, okay. That was my question.
All right, Shirley. Okay.
Thank you for your help.
Anytime we can help you, call. Thank you so
Thanks
much.
Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.
1-888-221-8990. 1-888-221-8990. It's the interesting thing about RMDs. That is probably the biggest single tax penalty if you don't take your required minimum distribution.
Well, they want that money before you leave this earth.
See, the key is this, and the reason I asked Shirley how old she was, and she didn't get a chance to kick me because she wasn't sitting here, because women hate that question. But the IRS says when you turn 70 and one half, now don't ever ask me why 70 and a half, because not a person alive understands why, but they say from that year on, you're supposed to take out what they call a required minimum distribution. They then calculate, based on how much money sitting in your IRA account or whatever kind of retirement plan it is, how much you're supposed to take out, and you're supposed to take it out every year. And if you don't take it out, the technical code is a 50% penalty.
Ouch.
It's really exciting.
So you got to take it now. Just keep in mind, Joe, that that's not for the Roth IRA because
nope.
You paid that tax up
right.
front.
Mm-hmm.
This is for conventional IRA and for conventional tax-deferred.
All tax-deferred retirement plans. Now, that can be a traditional IRA, a SEP, a simple, a 401k. Pick all kinds of letters and numbers. But like Dan just said, anything that you've not paid tax on.
It's like a deferred spanking. When your mom says, hey, when your dad comes home, he's going to beat you for what you did today.
That's the
so
day
you sit
have
there and
dinner.
Worry about
that's
it all day.
The day
that's
you
right.
have dinner with your friends.
That's right. That's
you
deferred
say, I'm going to be home late. Yeah,
it's
but
like
that's
deferred tax is the same yeah. thing. You're going to pay that tax when you're 70 and a half. You're going to start, so get ready.
But, you know, 90, I mean, I don't, I shouldn't say 99%, but most people, when they hit this RMD, they just want to do exactly the right thing. They don't want any trouble with the IRA.
Who does?
No, nobody does. So, and literally, what IRS workers holding your IRA, the right thing. They don't want an insurance company or broker. They're supposed to notify you that you have to take it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have it set up where it's automatically sent because the reason we have it is my wife, Nancy, inherited her dad's.
Right, so she has to take.
She has to take this every year, and we have to include it on our taxes, and we just said whatever it is, we want you to automatically send it to us.
Automatic. And that's how we set up 99% of them is to do it
automatic.
And then
she goes and buys clothes.
Of course. Hey, Dad, thanks.
That's exactly what I told her. I said, you take that money and you go buy what you want.
1-888-221-8990. And we have a caller. It's Joe Martek. You're on the radio. Hello? Hello?
Hello. Hi, Joe. I got a question on the mortgage.
Go ahead.
Okay. Very simple. 2008 recession. I bought my house 2006. So paying everything on time. 2008, you know, my company closed the business at Treasure Coast. And I run into a little problem paying my mortgage and all that. The financial institution did refinance me. What they did is they put a balloon on my loan and they gave me, they lowered my mortgage payment, but they put like a 2% and then every 5 years, it's not adjustable mortgage. going to go 2% and then 3%. I'm at 3% right now.
Yeah, what
my
they
question
did is, again.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
My question is, shall I refinance my loan, or shall I stay with that? They promised me on the paper, signed it, that won't increase over than 5% to the end of the loan.
Is it interest over?
No.
No, it's they probably modified it and gave you a temporary reduction to get you through the difficult times, and it's eventually going to go back up to whatever it was before, normally. But if they put a cap on it at 5%, that's not too bad. I mean, you can get a much better interest rate right now. You could probably, you know, if you qualify, I don't know what it did to your credit and credit score, or if your income has come back to the level it was, but if it was, you could probably qualify for 4%, so I wouldn't be happy with a 5% rate. Also, you have to look at if you had private mortgage insurance on the loan, too, because if you did, then you're probably still paying that, and if you refinance, there might be an opportunity to get rid of that nasty insurance.
Yeah, no, I don't have the BMI into the loan.
Mm-hmm.
But I just got that balloon, you know, $30,000, you know, to the end,
Yeah, if they put a balloon payment on it, I would be very concerned about that. Do you have equity in the house now?
I do. Actually, I bought it for $169,000 and I already paid $20,000.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, the house probably, you know.
And you bought it in 2000, you bought it in 2008?
Six.
2006.
Yeah, so you might have some equity, and of course the market's gotten a little better too.
Mm-hmm. You know what I would suggest is that, you know, if you're friends with some realtors around the area, I would call and just inquire what some of the houses are selling for, because that's a pretty good indication of what your house is going to be worth, and we'll see if there's some equity in the property, because there might be a good opportunity to refinance it. You know, I'm a big advocate of 15-year mortgages. I love to pay off mortgages. I like to get out of debt. And, you know, I would really investigate. maybe.
Where's your house? Where are you located?
It's in VRV.
Okay. What we might want to do, we've got your name and numbers, talk to you off the air. Mike will give you a call back and try to counsel you in the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
And Ms. Victoria Lloyd Remax of Stewart might be able to find somebody in Vero that could do the comps for him and find out what he's really worth, and if we can get this thing working better for you.
And none of that would cost him any money.
None of it will cost you anything to find out. That's the good news.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. You know, you talk about the refinance, you have to pay for the refinancial. And so this institution that got sued and they forced them to, I could refinance with them, but I just don't trust them anymore.
I understand.
Yeah.
Let us do this. You gave Connie your name and phone number. We'll get back to you and try to give you enough information so you can make an intelligent decision. Is that okay?
Oh, that's great. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you
for your help.
Thank you so much for calling.
Have a great day.
1-888-221-8990. And, you know, this is something, Mike, that happens to you daily almost, where people are looking and they get into situations that may not be palatable. And today, with today's interest rates where they are, it's a good thing to explore.
Yeah, you know, I was getting calls, you know, in 2009, 2010, it was just horror stories, just terrible. There, people were upside down, you know, their lenders wouldn't refinance them. And at least now, you know, prices have gone up.
Right.
Values have gone up in real estate. So, you know, over the last couple of years, we've seen 20, 25, 30% increases in the value.
Yeah.
So you may think you're upside down, but you'd be surprised what your house might be worth today.
With the winter and the snow factor that we've had up north.
Everybody in Boston wants to live here now.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's that shovel factor. When a neighbor dies from shoveling snow, you want to move.
I will tell you. It's a, you know, and the baby boomers are retiring now, so a lot of them are coming down.
Yeah, it's funny. The cycle of our business, but, you know, we used to do a lot of second home mortgages for all the snowbirds.
Right.
You know, when the prices escalated to higher levels in 2005, that business really shut off.
Yep.
And then when the values went down, then nobody was buying.
Sure.
And now it's coming back. It's pretty strong.
1-888-221-8990. Caller, it's Joe Martek. You're on the radio.
Yes, good afternoon, Joe.
Good afternoon.
Yes, I'm driving at the moment, but I'm calling as I was listening to the radio about my mortgage.
Okay.
I have a
home that I've been paying my mortgage, and I only owe like $67,000 something on it. And right now I have an adjustable mortgage. I was wondering if it would be okay for me to change now from the adjustable to a fixed mortgage, because the bank is offering me 3% at this time.
Mm-hmm. Well, 3% on your adjustable rate, correct?
No, on the fixed. I have a 3.5 on the adjustable.
Will they convert you to a 3% flat fixed rate now?
Yes.
Wow. You
see, good to me.
See,
but because I'm interested in like doing the 15 years instead of the 30.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
The 15 years is the best way to go. You know, everybody's situation is a little bit different, but I'm a big advocate for 15 years. But what a lot of people, you might want to check your note, because a lot of those ARMs that they wrote back in the day were convertible. So you can convert those adjustables to a fixed rate.
Because that might be what they're offering her?
Well, I don't know. Be curious to see, because that there's a big advantage on a convertible
arm.
Absolutely. Because you don't have to go through the closing costs.
Right.
So take a look at that. It's a conversion. Okay. Sometimes there's conversion features in your arm. So I would look at that. Now, those things are pretty much a thing of the past. They don't offer those anymore. No. But they were very popular, you know, 8, 9, 10 years ago. And if that's the case, that's a wonderful way to do it. You don't have to do anything but exercise your conversion. You don't have to go through the whole mortgage approval process.
If you were her, would you just call your lender up and say, is this a convertible?
Yeah, but you know what? They would have to really look at the note to determine that.
It would be the same bank that I would be refinancing through.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, but before you refinance, just pull out that note. It's an adjustable rate note. And see if there's a conversion feature in there.
And it's just a one-page document, isn't it?
Yeah, typically. Well, ARMs are a little bit more complicated because it tells you more about how they adjust and what they're indexed on.
Okay, so maybe a two-page, right?
I would take a look at it. Okay. If it's a conversion feature, see what the conversion would be today, and then make your choice. Because if they're offering you a refinance when you have a conversion feature, you may be paying all these closing costs to do a refinance where you wouldn't have to pay those.
Right.
Exactly. Right.
I had a friend who just did that. His bank offered him a conversion. He converted out from a 30-year adjustable to a 15-year fixed. It didn't cost him any money out of pocket. And when we were talking, I said, hey, that's a no-brainer. You need to do that.
Yes, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Now, on the other hand, if they want to charge you a bunch of money for that privilege,
right.
Now you got to review it.
And you know what? Okay. If you have any questions about it, I'd be happy to take a look at it for you if you just want to call me.
Okay.
You've got... Are you home?
What I'm going to do, when driving. I get home, I'm going to look at my paperwork and see what it is. And I'll give them a call and see what they have to say. If not, if I'm not reaching anywhere, then I will certainly give you a call.
Yeah, call the radio station back and they'll give you Mike's number, because we don't want you taking it and trying to do it when you're driving down the road and crashing.
Right.
That's embarrassing.
And
okay.
Then you'll be calling Dan.
And one more question before I go.
Yes.
I also have... a credit card which I'm trying to pay off, mm-hmm. And a car payment. But my car payment, I will finish paid off maybe in another month or two.
Mm-hmm.
Would you suggest that after paying off for the car payment, that money that I would usually take to just take that and put on the credit card payment?
Absolutely,
100%. Yes, because
that's high interest.
Credit cards are normally a higher interest rate than anything else, and so you definitely want to pay that off as fast as you can.
Okay. All right. I appreciate your help so much.
Yeah, you don't want to be yoked with all kinds of debt. That's not the plan.
Well, I just have one credit card, and that's it.
That's it. Well, you know, as I said to my woman, I said, can we hide that card so you don't use it?
My wife has a friend. She freezes it in the refrigerator in his bag only for emergencies.
I like that.
Then if your microwave is open,
have you seen any fingerprints on the bag lately?
I like the microwave idea. That's great.
Thank you so much, and I really appreciate your help.
Thank you for calling. 1-888-221-8990. 1-888-221-8990.
4 minutes.
Wait a minute. You didn't. 888-221. Oh, we got a 4 minute card. We'll take another call here. Caller, it's Joe Martek. You're on the radio.
Hi, Joe. My name is Jillian. I'm calling because my father passed away a few years ago. The house is, I'm paying all the taxes, and the taxes are coming in my name.
Right.
I did send all the death documents to Chase Bank. That's who they have, or who he had, for a mortgage. There is $20,000 left on the mortgage that I'm paying.
Okay.
But how do I get that mortgage into my name without giving Chase Bank all of my credit information and then physically transferring it over?
You can't. You can't. Unfortunately, that loan was given to your father, and it's non-transferable. Uh-huh. Now, I take that back. There are loans that are assumable. Uh-huh. And if you have an FHA loan, most people don't know, realize this, but FHA loans are assumable. That means that if you qualify for that loan, you can take over, you know, the payments, you can take over the interest rate, which is very important. So
he does have an ARM, and I know that it was not FHA approved because the complex he lived in does not have a 10% reserve.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to get a loan through them, the bank itself, and they denied me because
the condo didn't have. Yeah, condos are very, very difficult.
So much for FHA. Yeah. That's it.
Yeah.
You got to go with conventional. Chances are you'd probably have to do 25% down or have, 75% loan to value. Because there's what's called a streamlined condo approval. I'd be happy to, we're running out of time, so
we can't give you all the details. Name and number, but let Mike call you back after the show, and maybe he can counsel you, and maybe we can help you get.
Thank you so much.
Hey, thank you for calling. Jillian. Thank you, Jillian.
Thank you.
Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Joe, we've got just a little over a minute.
1-888-221-8990. The odds are not too good. We'll take a call on the radio, but
we'll call him later.
You can call, and you can call him past your time. He works 24 hours. I guess that's
he never stops.
he's off vacation now, so we can get him to work again. Anyway, you call the radio station, and they will take your name and number, and we'll get a hold of you and try to help you any way we can. 1-888-221-8990. And Pastor Tom held up a 1 minute.
I thought he held that up a few minutes ago.
Yeah, wait a minute. Are you counting? Oh, wait. He's flashing 1, 2, and 3 at us. He's not positive. 30 seconds now. Is this true? 15 seconds. I'll tell you. He came back a little slap happy, but that's okay because he doesn't sleep too much on that sandstorm. Hey, listen, we want to thank you very much for listening. Thank you for the calls. And anytime we can help anybody, that's what we're here to do. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
You've been listening to the Team Martek program. The Team Martek program is a paid program. The content was provided by HF Martek. WCNO, its staff, management, and ownership were not responsible for its content. Investment involves risk. Prior to making any investment, an investor should meet suitability requirements. Past results are not necessarily indicative of future performance. Neither the opinions expressed nor the information provided constitutes a recommendation to purchase or provide investment advice. The material presented is not a substitute for obtaining professional advice from a qualified person or firm. Securities offered through Centaurus Financial, member FINRA and SIPC. Tune in next Wednesday at 4 p.m. for the Team Martek program here on WCNO 89.9 FM. For more information, Team Martek is available at 772-229-0114. The Almighty reigns.
This is WCNO, Palm